Let's go now to our regular social media roundup with Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
So during this pandemic, many businesses are feeling the impacts of sudden closures, and researchers at the University of Bristol in the UK have been looking into how social media might be used as an economic forecaster. Tell us more about that.
It's such a simple idea. They worked on the basis of when a business is shut down, they are not posting much on Facebook, they are not engaging with their audience. When a business is up and running, of course the posts are out there, they're connecting, they're talking about their business. So a very simple metric. And they used a hurricane and a couple of natural disasters like earthquakes to actually test this theory. And it actually worked. They saw that when a business were opening and beginning to open, there was more activity on social media. That gave the idea for the authorities for them to be able to give them more resources to support the businesses, etc. So they know it worked in these individual situations of natural disasters, but could it work for recovery after the coronavirus pandemic? That is what they would love to try. And very simply, just looking at social media and the posts and how much businesses are engaging with their audiences, that may help decide when the economic recovery is actually happening. I never thought we'd look at social media for that, but it seems like a very basic and sensible idea.
Yeah, and it's going to be very interesting just in general to see how things start to open, when they start to open, and who is ready to go out and start buying or going to restaurants and things like that again after all of this subsides. Meanwhile, the CDC is recommending people wear face coverings to slow the spread of COVID-19. The First Lady, Melania Trump, went on Twitter yesterday to encourage people to wear them in public settings. Listen.
Remember, this does not replace the importance of social distancing. It is another recommended guideline to keep us all safe.
The First Lady telling people to wear masks there, in contrast, of course, to President Trump, who has said people should wear a mask, but he doesn't want to wear a mask himself.
And the First Lady and people online were commenting, she looks fabulous. She's holding a face mask, but she's not wearing one. And commenters were saying, well, she's got a sultry glare, she's looking at the camera, but this isn't helping, just holding one. But there are lots of tutorials that even the First Lady can actually look at if she wants to try one herself, where you can actually find out how to do it. There are no sewing tutorials, there are sewing tutorials, there are ones that use old socks, t-shirts, rubber bands, whatever works for you, covering up your face. One place I do recommend you go to, and that is the CDC website. They will tell you how to make your own homemade face mask, and then how to take it off and how to launder it. So you are doing yourself some good by covering up your nose and your mouth.
You know, one thing I saw on social media that got me excited, Femi, is that Saturday Night Live is going to be back this weekend. Now, they're going to be doing it in a little bit of a different way. The cast shared a grid view of their faces on a video chat to promote the return. How do we think it's going to work?
All right. So this is it. Hashtag SNL at home. Follow that for all the latest. It's going to be a one-off at the moment. They will be new material. It will be promoted remotely, so there'll be social distancing between all the cast members. There will be a weekend update. SNL cast members will all be there. There will be no host. And there are rumours of special guest appearances. In fact, fans out there are suggesting, oh, we have to have a Tiger King sketch. Production may be tricky, but how could we not? Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump may make a remote appearance, question mark. Jesse Hawking posts on Twitter, I really hope Bernie Sanders goes on the show Saturday to do a skit with Larry David, where he teases the people who want him to endorse Biden. So many ideas out there, so much excitement about what this remote SNL might be looking like. And then, of course, we can't talk about SNL without talking about the haters who love to hate it. Ken Bone, we're going through enough as it is. Please don't do this to us.
You know, speaking of Larry David, Femi, I don't know if you saw this, but in the New York Times last weekend, Maureen Dowd interviewed Larry David, and he went off on all kinds of tangents, including the following. He said, I never could have lived in the Old West. I would have been completely paranoid about someone stealing my horse. No locks. You tie them to a post. How could you go into a saloon and enjoy yourself knowing your horse could get taken at any moment? I would be so distracted, constantly checking to see if he was still there.
Oh, I love him. He's so funny. And that's like, you would, wouldn't you? I mean, we all lock our cars. What would you do with a horse?
I think we should leave it there on a nice note. Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Stay safe, Femi, and thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy. Take care.